Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the third week of Lent, and from Jamaica, we hear from Father Clifton Harris, a pastor in Kingston, with a preaching called The Temptation of Anger.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the people in the synagogue at Nazareth, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zephath, in the land of Sidon. Again, there was many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha, the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the bow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them. Gospel of the Lord. During the Lenten journey, the sacred scriptures encourages us to contemplate our human inclination towards indignation. The people of Israel and Naaman from the scriptures we just heard today exemplifies this response when they are confronted with God's simplicity. Although initially astonished by Jesus' message, the people of Nazareth quickly erupted into anger when they realized that Jesus was preaching a God different from the one they had been familiar with. They thought they knew him, Jesus, too well. This contempt drove them to violence, ultimately rejecting the divine presence in their midst. They just could not believe that a hometown boy could possibly be the Messiah, the fulfillment of the prophet's foretelling. So, Jesus helped them out a bit. He points to the stories of Elijah and Elisha to his point, to make his point against the lack of faith he was experiencing from his own people. Honorable mention is given to Naaman the Syrian, whom Elisha had cleansed of leprosy. Naaman's story is the subject of the first scripture for today. Naaman, he was a military hero, but he suffered from a skin ailment that his own people considered leprosy. He is disappointed when the king of Israel sent him to a hut where an old prophet tells him to bathe in a dirty little river called the Jordan. His disappointment was based on his expectation that a big shot like him would be told to do something dramatic. When a Jewish slave girl advises him that his expectations were getting in the way of healing, he wisely accepted her advice and does what the prophet ordered. What's the result? The result was dramatic. Baby skin. Now, Naaman, although open to faith at first, rejected with anger when the prophet Elisha instructed him to bathe in the Jordan to be healed. You see, Naaman expected a grand gesture, rather than the simplicity of God's command. It was too simple for him. Similarly, the expectations of the people in Nazareth led them to reject Jesus. Naaman at least changed his mind and listened to the man of God. Both stories reveal to us our pride and our desire for the extraordinary can blind us to God's presence in everyday life. Perhaps, I think this is a reminder to us to ask ourselves as we continue our journey in Lent, what our expectations of God are. Maybe God doesn't expect dramatic things from us. Do we expect dramatic things from God? Are our expectations sounding so loud in our ears and hearts that we cannot hear the simple advice that could lead to the dramatic results? Friends, let us resist the temptation as we continue our Lenten journey. The expectations that lure us to pursue grandeur while dismissing the humble, the simple things in life. This prideful indignation may result in violence expressed through harsh words or harmful deeds. Such attitudes separate us from God, who engages us with the everyday moments of life. I want us to reject the pride that leads to indignation and violence, and instead walk the path of humility and peace. Rediscover the beauty of simplicity. We are being reminded in these readings today that God reveals himself in the hidden, gentle ways that invites us to humility. We pray and ask for the grace to recognize God's presence in simple things, in the silence of prayer, in the kindness of others, in small acts of kindness indeed, through our daily tasks. Yes, we can encounter God there. We can encounter God too in the quiet work of his spirit within us. Simple things, it matters. Amen.